Hey everybody, welcome back to Grizzlies on Air. My name is Mike and joining me today is Dr. Andrea Campbell, a new hire here at GGC. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much. And how long have you been here? How new are you?
This is my first semester. So okay. I started August 1st, so almost 2 months now.
So can you give us a little background on yourself and what brought you to GGC?
Okay, sure. Yeah, I have, my area is media studies. So I have a PhD in film studies, film and theater studies from Brigham Young. I got a master's in Boston from Boston University in film studies. And I went to Loyola of New Orleans for communications as an undergraduate. I actually did my postdoc here at UGA more years ago than I like to admit I've been teaching, but literally 20 years ago. So it's a little bit of returning home, but I have spent the last 20 years in Miami teaching at a small Catholic school down there, St. Thomas University, which has a very similar demographic to GGC, which kind of leads me to the second part of your question, what brought me to GGC. For various professional reasons, I decided it was time to make a move. And personally, I wanted to stay on the East Coast if I could and near a major airport because I want to be able to get to see my family and all of that, although I was willing to sacrifice that if I needed to. And then when the job opening at GGC came up, it just hit all of my criteria. So number one, honestly, was the demographics. I've been teaching in a very culturally diverse environment, and St. Thomas is a Hispanic-serving institution, and I really was not looking forward to leaving that kind of environment. So when I saw the kind of students that we have here at GGC, that was a big draw for me. It's like, oh, those are my people. That's my environment. The classes that I would be teaching and the students I would be teaching were really a draw. And then when I went on the interview, I was really pleasantly impressed with all the people I interacted with, the faculty. The dean was amazing. The students I just ran into, everybody was so nice and friendly. And I was like, oh, this seems like a good environment. And then, honestly, the size was a bit of an attraction. I've been teaching at a small school, and I really love that. But this was bigger, but not huge. So it was big enough that I thought, oh, I bet there's a lot of resources and things going on, but not so big that you and the students are all numbers. And I liked living in Georgia before, so I was like, all right, let me go for it.
So what has it been like for you transitioning to this new job? Obviously, you said you moved around a lot.
Yes.
And this is your first semester here. You're pretty new around town. So what's it been like adjusting?
It's been good and bad. And the good stuff is all the permanent stuff. So, and the bad stuff, the bad's putting it too harshly. It's been overwhelming. And as several people refer to it as drinking from the fire hose, and that's exactly what it feels like. It's been overwhelming, which tends to make me anxious because I like to have everything just so, and you know, have all my classes prepared ahead of time, and you have my office all ready, and you know, sometimes the universe says, no, you gotta just fly by the seat of your pants, and that's what this semester is, which can make me very anxious and stressed. But what keeps me going is how awesome everybody is. Like, my students are great. I love going in to teach. The colleagues I interact with are great. So the stressfulness will fade.
So far, what is the one thing you would say is your favorite thing about GGC? What's the one thing that you like the most about it, if you had to narrow it down?
I would say the legitimate focus on student success. And a lot of schools will say, oh, we're focused on student success, that's what we care about. And what they really care about is the school is a business and the bottom line. And that's a very bad trend, in my opinion, of higher education is now looking at higher education as a business. And people will say, oh, we have to make good business decisions. I'm like, no, you have to make good fiscal decisions. That's not the same thing. And when I got here, I heard a lot about we're focused on student success and what can we do to help make the students successful, and I was like, please let that be true. And that is what I've seen. I've seen it in action. Everything is about that. The resources are all spent on things that will help the students be successful. The library is amazing. Although, if I'm being 100% honest, the number one thing would be the fact that there's a Starbucks on campus.
That's true.
And then the second thing would be the focus on student success.
I understand the priorities there.
Yeah.
I understand that. Now, this question is more for my personal enjoyment and for any film students who might be listening.
Yes.
So in my experience, every film-inclined person has a movie or a show they can point to one specific thing that they saw or they experienced, and they say, that's what made me want to go into this field. That's what galvanized me. So what was that movie or experience for you?
Okay, and I do talk about this with my students sometimes. When I was in middle school, we had in our town an place called the Old Timey Movie Theater, spelled, you know, T-Y-M-E, and they showed the old movies in film. So stuff from the 40s, 30s, 50s. And for some reason, in the weird knit way socialization works, it was the cool thing at our school to go to the old-timey movie theater.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why 6th, 7th, and 8th graders would be interested in that, but it was. And I had, of course, watched a lot of old movies because I'm of the era where there were only 3 channels on television. So on Saturday and Sunday, if you wanted to watch TV, you were either watching Tarzan or other old movies. Those were your options. But there was something about going in the movie theater and sitting in the dark and seeing, particularly I loved the old black and whites projected on the screen. I loved the musicals. I would leave thinking, why is it we can't actually just sing and dance in real life? Why can't I just dance down the sidewalk? I was totally enraptured in the world created by American studio filmmaking. And I think that was it. That's really what gave me the love of this and made me want to do that.
Final question.
Yes.
So is there something you would say to incoming students, incoming to GGC, who are maybe unsure about studying film or unsure about college in general, mm-hmm. that you would say to them to say, don't worry, here's what we're about?
Yeah. I would have 2 messages that I would want to give. One is, GGC is a very awesome and welcoming place, and they have so many different programs set up to help you be successful, as well as the professors. And I'm not saying that there are no bad professors out there, because everybody has their outlier, every group. But the truth is, the professors love what they do. They've spent a lifetime and a lot of money getting to a level of expertise because they love their topic, and they want you to learn about it. They are invested in your success. So realize that your professors are an ally, and that the school has, they have tutoring. They have one of the best cafeterias. They have they have vending machines with blue books and pencils and things. Now that may seem minor, but to me that's a telling sign that they are like, what is the students need? How can we help them be successful? What you need to bring in is a desire to learn and a willingness to work. And if you have that, and then reach out and use the resources. There's mental health resources, there's a great gym, physical health resources, there's academic resources, and your tuition is paying for it. It's not free. You've already paid for it. Make use of it. Otherwise, it's like you bought a Ferrari and it's sitting in your garage. So that would be my biggest message, is that people really are here to help you. So if you approach it like, I'm an adult, I'm here because I want to be, find your why, what are you here for? And then even the classes you don't like, you can get something out of them. So even if you're taking a class you hate and involves a lot of writing, you're not good at it, well, you know what? Being a better writer will get you promotions in a job. So focus on using that class to improve your writing, because that's a skill that's going to help you succeed as you define success, which is also my big thing, is everybody's idea of success is different, and I am here to help my students be successful on their terms and have the kind of life they want to have.
Well, I think that is absolutely fantastic advice. Dr. Campbell, thank you so much
being
with us today. And thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed, and we will see you next time.